USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has now sounded a warning, giving Mexico a year to rein in the flow of illegal immigrants at the southern border or face the consequences, beginning with tariffs.
What's more real initially is tariffs on the cars coming in, a 25% tariff on the cars being made in Mexico coming in. You know, Mexico, prior to my becoming president, took close to 30% of our car business. Okay, that's a lot. That's a big, big chunk. They did that under NAFTA.
The House Judiciary Chairman wants the Attorney General to release any and all summaries of the special counsel's Russia report. Some members of Mueller's team want more information to be released, saying that William Barr failed to adequately describe how the investigation of potential obstruction of justice included derogatory details about the president's actions. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muhlberg has for the first time admitted that a new maneuvering system on their 737 MAX aircraft was responsible for two crashes that killed nearly 350 people.
It's apparent that in both flights, the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, known as MCAS, activated in response to erroneous angle of attack information. It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it. And we know how to do it.
A person that came forward claiming to be the missing Illinois teen, Timothy Pitson, who disappeared 8 years ago, was found to be a hoax. Pitson family friend Kara Jacobs confirmed the news.
Unfortunately, this child is not our beloved Timothy. We know that you are out there somewhere, Tim, and we will never stop looking for you, praying for you, and loving you.
The Newport, Kentucky police chief said the man is actually Brian Rinney from Medina, Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new study finds which Americans watch the most TV, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study by Verizon finds West Virginians watch more TV than people in any other state of the nation. The report finds people in WV averaged about 4.5 hours in front of the TV a day. Next was Delaware, people averaging 3 hours, 47 minutes of TV time a day. Utah had the shortest time, residents there watching an average of 2 hours, 13 minutes of TV each day. The study finds that states with more state parks and outdoor recreational facilities show a much lower watch time on average, including Utah and California, Alaska, and Colorado. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Law enforcement officials in Chicago are now asking for changes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.